Behind Fred, another scramble suit was watching the hollow monitor now, too. What's he peddling? Mescaline, he says? He's been capping mushrooms, Fred said, that either he picked or someone else picked locally. Some mushrooms are toxic in the extreme, the scramble suit behind Fred said. A third scramble suit knocked off its own hollow scrutiny for a moment and stood with them now. Certain Amanita mushrooms contain four toxins that are red blood cell cracking agents. It takes 2 weeks to die and there's no antidote. It's incalculably painful. Only an expert can tell what mushroom is picking for sure when they're wild. Yeah, I know, Fred said, and marked the indent numbers of the tape section for department use. Barris again was dialing. What's the statute violation cited on this? Fred said. Misrepresentation and advertising, one of the other scramble suits said, and both laughed and returned to their own screens. Fred continued watching. On Hollow Monitor 4, the front door of the house opened and Bob Arctor entered, looking dejected. Hi. Howdy, Barris said, gathering his caps together and thrusting them deep into his pocket. How'd you make out with Donna? He chuckled. In several ways, maybe, eh? Okay, fuck off, Arctor said, and passed from Hollow Monitor 4 to be picked up in his bedroom a moment later by Scanner 5. There, with the door kicked shut, Arctor brought forth a number of plastic bags filled with white tabs. He stood a moment, uncertainly, and then he stuffed them down under the covers of his bed, out of sight, and took off his coat. He appeared weary and unhappy. His face was drawn. For a moment, Bob Arctor sat on the edge of his unmade bed, all by himself. He at last shook his head, rose, stood uncertain. Then he smoothed his hair and left the room, to be picked up by the central living room scanner as he approached Barris. During this time, Scanner 2 had witnessed Barris hiding the brown bag of mushrooms under the couch cushions and placing the mushroom textbook back on the bookshelf where it was not noticeable. What you been doing? Arctor asked him. Barris declared, research. And what? The properties of certain mycological entities of a delicate nature. Barris chuckled. Well, it didn't go too well with little Miss Big Tits, did it? Arctor regarded him, and then went into the kitchen to plug in the coffee pot. Bob, Barris said, following him leisurely. I'm sorry if I said anything that offended you. He hung around as Arctor waited for the coffee to heat, drumming and humming aimlessly. Where's Luckman? Oh, I suppose out somewhere trying to rip off a payphone. He took your hydraulic axle jack with him. Well, that usually means he's out to knock over a payphone, doesn't it? My axle jack, Arctor echoed. You know, Barris said, I could assist you professionally in your attempts to hustle, little miss. Fred shot the tape ahead at high-speed wind. The meter at last read a 2-hour passage. Pay up your goddamn back rent, or goddamn get to work on the Cephscope, Arctor was saying hotly to Barris. I've already ordered resistors, which... Again, Fred sent the tape forward. 2 more hours passed. Now, Hollow Monitor 5 showed Arctor in his bedroom, in bed, a clock FM radio on to KNX, playing folk rock dimly. Monitor 2 in the living room showed Barris alone, again reading about mushrooms. Neither man did much for a long period. Once, Arctor stirred and reached out to increase the radio's volume as a song, evidently one he liked, came on. In the living room, Barris read on and on, hardly moving. Arctor again at last lay back in bed, unmoving.